A New Zealand software technician trapped indefinitely in Wuhan by the coronavirus outbreak believes New Zealand should be doing more to get its people out of the city. Joanna, who doesn't want her full name used, went to visit her father for the Chinese New Year. She says she hasn't left the house for 5 days because she's worried about catching the virus, and a lot of information circulating is unreliable and pretty scary. I asked her what it's like in Wuhan, where large gatherings and travel in and out of the city are banned.
So right now, all traffic going out of Wuhan has been stopped. So I have been staying at home the whole time.
So you're stuck there, basically, Joanna?
Yes.
Are you worried at all, or what is the feeling like there?
It's quite scary here, because there are also all kinds of rumors online and... So there's a shortage of medical supplies. Like, if we go outside, we cannot buy masks anywhere. In supermarkets, there's also a shortage of food. Lots of shelves are empty. And all public transportations are stopped. And even motor vehicles are banned. No private vehicles or commercial vehicles are allowed on the road. Just like from some videos I saw online, seems like the medical professionals here are highly stressed because they also have a shortage of medical supplies and there are just too many patients. So, yeah, it's quite scary here.
Who are you staying with? Who's there with you?
Just my family and I.
So what kind of precautions are you taking then?
So right now, we are even staying in separate rooms, just trying to eliminate all cases. And we do have disinfectant liquid, so we, like, will spray around the house every day. And we're taking, like, vitamin C pills and, like, drinking chicken soup just to boost our immune system. And we have been just staying indoors the whole time.
So you're being very careful about hygiene at the moment?
Yes.
What about when you need food or supplies? Is anyone going outside?
No, we have enough food so far because my family actually bought a lot of food when I told them I'm coming home. So that's why we have enough food for now. But I heard my friends and some other families living elsewhere are having difficulties buying food.
So how long have you been basically shut down in the house for? How long since you last went outside for a walk or a look around?
Since 23rd of January. That's when the travel ban started.
And so you've basically stayed inside since then?
Yes.
What's going to happen for you then? I mean, what are your plans to get out of there?
I don't have any plans. I don't know how long the travel ban will last, and I suppose to go back to work next week in New York. So I've told my company that I might not be able to go back to work in time. So, yeah, there's no plan right now.
So you have a New Zealand passport and are you a New Zealand citizen, but you work in New York in the US?
That's correct.
And is there any indication, because obviously the Australian government is perhaps looking at evacuating its citizens from Wuhan, has there been any talk about America evacuating and where would that leave you?
America is evacuating all their diplomats and citizens in Wuhan, not just in Wuhan, but everywhere in China, actually. But since I'm not an American citizen, so that excludes me from the evacuation plan.
Okay, so have you spoken to New Zealand officials in Wuhan?
So there are no consulate in Wuhan, but I have called the embassy in China, but they are also on a holiday until this Wednesday due to Chinese New Year. But they do have an emergency hotline that I called twice already, and they just told me to register on safe travel and I will be notified by Safe Travel if there are any plans.
Are you getting enough information from the New Zealand government?
I don't think so.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel a little disappointed since many other countries are taking actions already, but it seems like the New Zealand government is falling behind.
Do you have travel insurance, Joanna?
I believe so.
So have you looked into whether you can get help that way?
Not yet.
Okay. So at the moment, is it your plan just to sit and wait this out as long as you can?
Yes, it is.
How worried are you?
Very worried. And it's not just me, a New Zealand citizen not here, but I heard there are multiple New Zealand citizens here.
Are you in touch with any of them?
I have a cousin here that I do talk to, but I don't know the information on other people yet.
So, Joanna, are you near or know anyone who has contracted this virus?
No, I don't.
How will you feel about leaving your family behind when you are able to go?
Yeah, that also tortures me a bit inside because my family is living here alone. So, I'm quite... And they're also... older, who are also like, would be easier to contract the virus and have more serious complications. So yeah, I'm quite worried.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade has this afternoon confirmed there are 21 New Zealanders registered as being in Wuhan, with MFAT receiving a small number of requests for consular assistance. It says it's aware that some countries are providing their citizens with assistance to depart Wuhan and is working with its offices in China and consular partner countries about how to assist New Zealanders in Wuhan.